You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Hello and welcome to Opulent Network Talk for Thursday. Tonight's topic is who can I run to? Who can I run to? Does anybody remember that song? Let me see if you know this song. Who can you run to? Tonight's topic is who can you run to? Hey, how's it going?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking.
I know that song.
You know that song?
I know that song.
Well, that's our topic tonight. And I'm going to give it back to Reverend Jai Ace so he can break it down for you on this very night. February the 1st, bringing it in with our history, the history, and who can I run to?
All right. Man, thank you so much. That's Kate. I like that song, too. I like that song, Ms. Lane. Who can I run to? That's the catchphrase tonight. Definitely how something planned tonight. I'm going to do things a little different, just a little bit when it comes to the topic. But I really want to get into this, who can I run to? First of all, I truly welcome everyone to Thought for Thursday, and I encourage you to share your thoughts, your time, your love, your laughter, your joy, and definitely right now, pick up your phone, text someone, if only one person. That's a challenge right there. If only one person. And let them know you're on the greatest unity in the community station in the nation, Opulent Network Radio. We prove to excel in all areas because we are powerful, reserved, opulent voices everywhere. I'm talking about everywhere, not just in Georgia, not just in Florida, not just in California, Texas. We are everywhere. And I'm your host, Reverend Jai Ace. Definitely thank our producer, Ms. Lane, for starting it up and hitting everybody with the catchphrase song of the night by Escape. Who can I run to? Let me start off by saying most of us, I'm quite sure, most of us at least feel like there is at least one person that we can turn to when things get a little hectic in our lives. I know everybody pretty much feel this way. At least one person. At least one person. Shoot, to be honest, we feel like we have someone we can share all of our good news with also. She's my best friend, she says, or I got to tell my partner about this, you know. But I got some news. Sometimes, you know, your good news don't need to be shared with everybody, you know, because people will, what we call hate. People will what we call hate, you know. And truth be told, and this is just my truth, I want to get my truth out the way, but before I go on with my truth, the lines will be open, but please keep your phone on mute if you're not talking. Right, that right there. Please mute your phone until you're ready to talk. I definitely want to hear your voice tonight, but please mute your phone until it's time to talk so we won't get crossed up in the feedback and overriding and all that stuff. So I definitely thank you. Again, the lines will be open, so don't worry. You don't have to press one or anything. Just when time comes, you know, if it's a break-in, then you can speak your speak your peace and give us your thoughts. Who can I run to? My escape, as Sister Lane just played for us. Wonderful. But my truth, and it's my truth only, I want to get my truth out the way before we get deep into this segment. Escape wrote that song, but why? Evidently, someone had been betrayed. How many? I wonder how many people has watched the movie London Has Fallen? Maybe the new movie that's out now, Den of Thieves. And London Has Fallen, countries was betrayed. Again, I must ask, please, mute your phones. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And London Has Fallen, countries, you know, all the countries was betrayed. I don't know how many people seen that, but all the countries was betrayed. And in this new movie with Ice Cube's son, Den of Thieves, you know, at the end of it, it show you how Ice Cube's son actually had betrayed a lot of whoever he was supposed to have been working with, but it was all planned from the beginning. Now, I just want to say, in my own country of life, and I said again, this is my truth, in my own country of life, since my mom was killed, I haven't found anyone to trust because my mom was like my best friend, my confidant. I knew what I said to her wasn't going any further. Each time I felt I could trust someone, something happened to let me know I shouldn't have. Then I end up asking myself, like Escape, who can I run to? Who can I run to? Again, the catchphrase for the night. Heavenly Father, Lord God, coming to you right now, just thanking you, Lord, for being who you are, the beginning and the end. Father God, every situation that's placed upon us, Father, we look at it as a going in point, but Father, you already see the ending of it. Father God, we thank you for just opening our eyes and breathing into our lungs this morning, giving us health and strength to be here right now at this moment. Thank you for another Black History Month, February the 1st, 2018, Black History Month. Father God, but give us the mind state to understand that it's not just Black history that should be 1 month out of 12. It should be every month, just like any other history. No code on it, no cracks in it, just history. Father God, because we're all your children, and we thank you, Father. I ask you to just, every tongue that speak up on this show tonight, Lord, I ask you to touch it. And let it plant seeds and give it harvest, Lord, Heavenly Father. Water the fruit that it may bear to plenty more. We thank you right now and I honor you, Lord God. Amen. Now, Kenny Rogers. A lot of people know Kenny Rogers. I know you do, Ms. Lane. Kenny Rogers sold millions upon millions of record by letting everyone know that we got to know when to hold things and when to fold things. And whether we understand this or believe this or not, but some things are meant to, some things we are meant to go through by ourselves, believe it or not, because this is when we can see the true endowment or purpose of things. See, most times when we know we're going through something alone, this is when we can take time within self to dissect things from every angle imaginable. And when we do this, most time that inner spirit person gives the answer. But check this out, Ms. Lane. Even then, sometimes we go against self, not wanting to believe the truth of things. Maybe because it's a situation with our best friend or a lover or your spouse, or a brother, or a sister, or some family member. So that inner feeling, that inner person's, that truth that you have dissected and came up on, you try to throw it away because it's so hard to believe. You don't want to believe that they have actually took and turned things, and they have betrayed you, or they have lied on you, or they have talked behind your back, or whatnot, you know. So bad we don't want to believe that this person could hurt us or cross us or tell someone something that's supposed to be between just the two of you. As soon as his truth come out, then you understand that you've been betrayed. But what do we say then? Man, I can't believe this. Why did they do that? And then it comes back to, again, who can I run to? Who can I let in on this little happiness that I'm feeling? Or who can I let know that I'm really down in my spirit and I'm going through something right now? You know, because sometimes people take what we are going through and they'll use it against us. But we think they're for us, when really they're not for us at all. Sometimes we can't even see the jealous hardness in people. Or we can't see the jealous acts that be displayed sometimes, and it be right in your face, and you just overlook it like it's a shadow of nothing. Oh, no, they said that, but that ain't what they meant. You know, sometimes the truth, you fight it off because it's that person that you don't want to fight with or get rid of in your life, or your friend, or supposed to be friend, or whatever, or whatnot. You know, so it's hard. And we spoke a couple of weeks ago about how change is so, I mean, people deny change so much. And it's different because people don't like to get out of their element. People don't like to do things a different way than what they have become accustomed to or what they have become used to in life. So when it's time to change things, and when it's time to get rid of somebody in your life, just like in relationships with that spouse, you know things aren't working out. I mean, you feel it deep down in your heart. You feel it in your bones. Things are not working out. But you say, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You know, and you keep putting up with it, going through the knick-knacking or the hurt or the ugliness or disrespect or abusing or verbal abusing or whatever, simply because you're afraid of the change of getting rid of this person. And not just a spouse, but a friend. I don't care if you grew up together, if they disrespecting you, if they are putting you in harm's way, if they don't mean no good for you, every time you turn around, something going bad now in this relationship or friendship, it's time to change it. And you have to ask yourself again then, who can I run to? Who? Now, the lines are open. Anybody want to speak on this catchphrase of who can I run to?
Who can I run to?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Oh, always wonderful.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Giving honor to the universe, creator, and the ancestors. This topic hit me so deep. And it had me thinking and reeling, because the thing about it is that sometimes you running and you saying, who can I run to? But you also need to be saying who you need to be running from. Because the one thing about it is, who can you run to when you run to that person that you think you can? And it turns out that's not your fail safe. That's not your partner. That's not your friend. You know, you run into enemies. So you driving yourself crazy doing all this running, when maybe what you need to do is run to a mirror and look at that person and depend on that person. So I understand all about who can you run to. Everybody wants somebody they can depend on, but we all also need to remember that everybody ain't dependable. And it goes to the old saying, you know, a snake can look you in the eye. When a dog do you wrong, they look down because they know they did wrong, but a snake can look you in the eye.
Wow.
So when you're doing all this running, just know sometimes who you run into is who you need to be running from.
I didn't mean to cut you, sister. It was just you really were hitting points there. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. But man, I'm talking about just that. When you just said that, good God Almighty, that speaks volumes right there. You know, a dog always look down when he do something wrong, but the snake will look you in the eye and bite the mess out you. Good God Almighty, I like that within itself. Go ahead, sister. My fault. I don't mean to cut you.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't. And so, you know, in your topic tonight, who can I run to? You also need to be asking, who do you need to run from? And I, like I said, we all want friends. Even in my incident, people that I thought was my friends was going to be there by my side, never showed up. And I'm thinking, now these people are calling me sister, they're calling me family, they're calling me blood. And then when I went down the way I did, I found myself by myself. And these are people that I get up in the middle of the night and do stuff for. I take their kids. I handle situations for them. But when I went down, wasn't nobody around. And they making all, oh, I love her. Oh, I miss my sister. Oh, I just love her, and I love her. You know, and it goes out to the other fan, too. Bring me my flowers while I'm still alive. Don't wait till I'm dead.
Oh, good God Almighty.
So, you know, people do all this uproarious commotion about how much they love you. Love is an action word.
Right,
so put
that.
Some action into your love. And that's my piece, brother. I'm sorry.
No way. There's no way in the world you should be sorry. I'm talking about, I really enjoy when you come and you bring your thoughts to this line, because it's always something that we can grasp, and it's always something that we can really, focus on. You, every time you come on and you hit me with something, you give me a redirecting of focusing on what in the world. Sometimes you don't even know it. It'd be like, oh, that's a topic. That's how my mind be, oh, that's a topic right now. That's a topic.
Oh.
seriously, and not just you, but some of the other callers as well, you know. Sometimes, things that that bright light goes off. Oh, this is something I can really dig into right here. This is something I can speak on right here. You know, this is something that somebody needs to hear. You know what I mean? Just like right now. You know, when you just said, the catchphrase is, who can we run to? But sometimes we got to ask ourselves, who is it that we need to be running from?
Right.
And that's dead serious right now. I mean, seriously. Sometimes we have to sit back and evaluate what's going on in our lives. We have to sit back and evaluate our circle of choice that's around us every day, you know, because just like I said a moment ago, when sometimes things be threw out there in our face, and we tend to overlook it simply because we're afraid of change. So you know she just said that, or you know he just did that. He looked at you like that when you gave him a good rapport of what you just established in life, and he looked at you in a funny way, but your that fight on the inside said, no, he didn't look at me like that. She didn't say that. She wouldn't do that. I know she didn't do that. Hey, it's in your face. You got to evaluate it. You got to look at it.
Right.
Because just like you just said, a snake will look you in your eyes and still bite you in the face. You know? So we have to look at things sometimes. Go ahead, sister.
How you doing? My name is Adrian. Now
hey,
calling cause, you know, I'm listening to y'all, right? And I'm kind of at work, so I'm going to make it brief. I'm kind of having a tough time, and I'm really emotional about this particular subject, right? So when it comes down to when you're saying who you can run to, right, and the one person that you feel like you're supposed to be able to trust and you're supposed to be able to run to, when that doesn't happen, I mean, I'm kind of in the position right now, like I'm looking at myself and my own enemy right now, you know, and I try to tell myself that change is good and you're supposed to change, you're supposed to evolve into better things. And it's like when you catch yourself backpedaling, what are you supposed to do then? Like when you catch yourself backpedaling, you find yourself losing faith and losing that trust in these bonds that are supposed to be so strong to you, then what do you do?
Mm. Wow.
The question that I got to say, now, I'm not Dr. Fear. He get paid millions. But I can't give you my honest opinion on that. And it's just like I just said, Sister Adrian. Sometimes we just have to sit back and evaluate. Sometimes we have to sit and look at things and look at it in the face. You know what I mean? Don't cut the corners. Don't cross your eyes. Don't do none of that. Look at it in the face. Look at what is going on that you know this is not right in my life. You know what I mean? This is not right in my life. I need to see what's going on right here. You know, sometimes we have to do that. And when we have to do that, we got to, just like I said, stop being afraid of change. We can't be afraid of change. Change is necessary. The most consistent, I tell my young guys all the time, the most consistent thing about this world is change and inconsistency. The most consistent thing about this world is change. It's forever ongoing, ongoing, ongoing change. Everything around us changes, changes, changes. So why would we be afraid of change? Why don't we like change? Why? Because it takes us out of our element, and we have to do things all over and get used to certain things again. But we have to change it. If it's not working for us, we have to change it. That's my honest opinion on it, sister. My opinion. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ada. Anybody else like to speak on this? Anybody? Okay. Sister Monique, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Break this down a little bit for me about how this snake can look you in the face and bite you. Give me a little something on that, please.
The one thing we have to remember is that we consider dog man's best friend. So we consider that dog to be loyal, protective, our friend. Now, when that dog knows that it's done something bad, whether it be pee on the carpet, get into, you know, tear some shoes, whatever that dog has done, when he comes to you, he's coming head down, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I did wrong. He comes to you honestly because that's your friend. Slithers, sneaks, flies around, and gets in the thing, and then comes right back to you like he ain't done nothing. The only snake that will give you warning is a rattlesnake. And that's because it shakes its tail right before it gets ready to strike. And even then, you still don't know when it's getting ready to strike. So a snake is sneaky. Even in its name, snake is slithering. It's sneaky. It's hiding in the bushes. It's hiding under. If you've ever cleaned up a junkyard or something like that, and you turn something over, you might turn up and there's a snake. And it's not going to give you no warning. It's just going to come up on you, bite you if it's dangerous. And that's why you need to know your circle, because everybody in your circle ain't got your best interest at heart. Because they can be looking you right in the face. Oh, that's what you did? Girl, I didn't know you could do that. And then go right next door. Girl, you know what she over there doing? Yes, she did that. And be all behind your back talking, but looking you in your face, smiling, cheesing, congratulating. Sound good, but it ain't always good. And we all need to understand that all skin folk ain't kin folk.
I know that's right. Thanks again.
Welcome
to the show. Thanks again.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Who can I run to? That was catchphrase to the night. I know Dr. Navigator's on here somewhere. I saw him somewhere. Don't know where he is. I am Lane from Wednesday's Wisdom, and this topic here is sort of touchy for me, so I can't really say too much on it for the simple fact, who can I run to? You know, it's funny how people call you all the time, and you need this, and they need that, and you need this, and they need that. But you know what you do out of your love, out of your kindness, out of your heart. You deep down, you dig deep down in your heart, and you go ahead and give them what they need, and you forget about what you need. Again, when it's time for your real needs, and you know you needed this already, you gave to them. But then who can you run to when it's time for you? Mm. That's when I think of this song. Who can I run to? Who can I go? Who can I catch? Who can catch me? Catch up with me. Hello? Hello. Y'all ain't know what I'm talking about. Just here.
I like that.
Hello?
I like that. That right there put me back at the frame of my where Sister Monique said about how sometimes we have to focus on who we need to run from instead of who can we run to. You know what I mean? That within itself, you know, powerful, you know. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And again, you all, that's our producer, Miss Lane, and that is the voice of Wisdom Wednesday. We also have Sister Naomi Love from Motivational Monday online. She will speak hopefully in a little while. And we also have Dr. Navigator from Sunday's Love to the Line at 8 p.m. I challenge everyone online to just tap into each one of these shows, not just start for Thursday, but each one of these shows, because you're gonna get a diverse educating from each show. You're gonna get some history. You're gonna get some. I'm talking about some how you do your money, how you save some money, how your financial situations, and you know, you're going to get a lot of wisdom. You're going to get so much from calling in and checking out these shows, you know, and just being a part of this body of a positive entity, of one Opulent Network. Oh, man, so much is going on in the lady that just spoke. She's always working, trying to better Opulent Network, you know. And like I said, we are the body. And we're nothing without you all. Nothing without you callers. Nothing without you listeners, you know. So please continue. Because we have to be that bright spot of light in this dark and negative world. We have got to be the one to say, it's time for us to grab our youth. It's time to educate them. It's time to reach them, teach them, develop them. You know, because it's almost like we got to reshape or remold our youth these days. I don't know. There's no disrespect. But they have no respect for no one. They simply don't believe in anything. I wonder, do they even dream anymore? Because no one is trying to live or reach their dreams. You know, coming up for me, and
when I was young, it was like people wanted to be firemen, people wanted to be doctors, people wanted to be basketball players, people wanted to be football, you know. But today, I asked a young guy the other day, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? What's your dream? He said he didn't have one. He don't know what he want to be. He don't know what he want to do. So that's why sometimes we have to reshape and remold the way these young people, the way these the youth are thinking, and all of this right here, we have to grab them. And sometimes we have to grab their parents too, because they don't know what to say or do. So we have to grab them too. Now, that's another topic. But back to this, who can I run to? Anybody else want to speak on this? Anybody, who can I run to? Sister Naomi Love, you online with me? She may not be ready, but anybody want to speak on this before I go into the topic? Anybody want to speak on this? And I know it's okay, it's okay. I've told y'all a lot of times that each and everything that we go through, each and every trial that we go through that becomes a testimony. God let us go through it. He allowed us to go through it. He allowed us to be, he allowed that trial to become a testimony. And a testimony is something that we tell, something that we give someone else to help them get across that mud and water. So don't just let the testimonies that God have gave you dry up and wither as sand. Don't do that. Help the people. Help our community. Help our youth. Help our family members. Help our spouses. Sometimes it's our own spouses. Stop being silent. You never know your voice is the one that saves someone. So stop being silent. Now, final, last time. Anybody want to speak on the catchphrase? Okay. It's all right. It's all right. Now, y'all know I don't like calling out numbers. Y'all know I don't like calling nobody out. Tonight, it's different. I'm going to call numbers. I'm going to call numbers on this topic because this is a real question. How do you define a friend? How do you define a friend? And it's not about me talking on this one. It's about me asking you, how do you define a friend? Because the way you define a friend might not be the way I define a friend, or Dr. Navigator define a friend, Sister Adrian, or Sister Naomi. We all define things differently. So I'm going to call out numbers tonight, and I'm asking, how do you define a friend?
Hey, Dr. I'm sorry, not Dr. Navigator, Reverend A.
Oh, yes. Go ahead,
I called you Dr. Navigator because you weren't here speaking that truth the way that Dr. Navigator does.
Okay, okay.
Let me see. How do I define a friend? So I think that I define a friend based on someone who not only treats me well, but someone who is doing well themselves, I think, and someone who is kind of a role model. A lot of my friends are doing their best to live the life that they want to live, you know. So they're someone that I can there's someone that I can look towards at all times and mimic in a way. You know what I'm saying? I can look and I can say, you know, if I'm ever feeling like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing or I'm not living the life that I would like to live, I can always turn and look at one of my friends and be inspired by them. So that's what I look for in a friend. I look for someone who is living in a way that I can be inspired by, and I try to be that kind of person as well. And I think also, how do I define a friend? I think I also define a friend by someone who who will keep it real with me. And kind of like your topic, someone that I can turn to without judgment and without, you know, without being made to feel bad, you know, for something, but someone who can help me out at the same time, you know. So they won't make me feel bad for making the mistakes that I've made, but they will at the same time keep it real and say, you know, that wasn't a wise choice. So I think that's what I'm for.
Shoot, that's real right there, Sister Naomi. And I definitely thank you for coming on tonight and speaking your thoughts on this, man. You know, you're a part of this team, and as always, it's a beautiful thing to have. And actually, we have all four of the cornerstones of Opulent Network shows on the show tonight, and that is a beautiful thing, you know, when we can get that to happen. So I definitely thank Ms. Lane. I thank you and Dr. Navigator for embracing Thought for Thursday. Love you guys. Love you guys. Dr. Navigator, you with me, brother? Speaking of one of the cornerstones, you with me, brother? Dr. Navigator, maybe he's not ready yet. Okay.
Love to the line.
All right. Blessings, brother. Love. How you doing, man?
Love, man. I'm sorry. You know, I may be a little bit under the weather because I feel like I'm getting sick.
Oh, Lord.
You know, hey, man, but I got to represent for you, family, because you always there for me.
I definitely appreciate it, brother. I definitely appreciate it. Love, man.
Man, your kids for, you know, who can I run to? You know, the more I listen to it, the more I think about Escape, you know, the song they had.
And that's where it comes from. Sister Lane played it earlier. She played it and opened the show with it, and that was wonderful. I loved that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Sing it,
yeah.
Guys.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Who can I run to? Woo!
Oh, okay. Dr. Navigator.
You know, and it kind of touched me when I heard the sister speak, and you know, I really wanted to interject my thoughts and opinion then, but you know, I had to refrain myself, but because she touched me. But, you know, when you say, I'm like, who can I run to? I mean, I've been in a lot of situations where, you know, I've asked myself that same question. And then I have to turn around and I have to test my faith because, you know, I'm growing daily, you know, in the faith, you know. So often we say we have faith in our high power. We have faith in a God. We have faith in Jesus. We have faith in Allah. We have faith in Mary. We have faith in Buddha. I have faith in my mom, or I have faith in my brother or my wife or my husband. And we forget about how much faith we have in ourselves. But, you know, Matthew 11:28 states, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You know, God telling you who to run to. Yet, and still we continue to find ourselves in, you know, disturbing situations where things just didn't work out the way we wanted it. It just didn't go the way I anticipated. It just didn't happen the way it was supposed to happen. Well, baby, I got news for you. You just ain't God. So when it's time to run somebody, hey, run to that faith that we say we have. You know, so often that we find ourselves saying that, well, you know, like the lady said, family ain't family. Well, you know, I haven't been in such a situation in my life that, you know, I have learned that family ain't always blood, for real. And, you know, I learned to love off the network just in that fashion to the point that, man, I go to getting in my feeling about certain things because I feel like this is my family. But yet, still, you know, sometimes who can you run to? And we'll forget what we always stressing. God is. Heavenly Father, this, when we are in a distressed moment, when we are burdened by something, when you know something ain't going our way, we got a bill or something, and we're trying to say, God, Lord Jesus, help me. And it don't turn out the way we want it right then, because God working at his own pace. Then we go to getting frustrated. We'll call our old lady, we'll call our uncles, or we'll call somebody and they don't do it for that, then we're like, well, they turned their back on me. But baby, you realize you just turned your back on God because you'd have had just enough more little faith, then maybe God would have shined favor upon you. Yet it's still, our faith is just there temporarily until what we want is actually obtained. But God knows all, so he know your faith ain't really with him. So see, that's why we are overbearing with burden. So when we say, who can we run to? And, you know, just fall to your knees and just try it sometimes. But do it sincerely, because believe me, God knows all. And that love to the Lord.
Amen. I got to say amen. I got to say amen. Man, you just stole this. I'm talking about, now I can't even end with Matthew 11. I mean, you just, what you got going on, man? I really wanted to end with that, and here you go, just go ahead and just speak it anyway. But, hey, like minds are alike, huh?
You got to realize where I learned it from. You know what I'm saying? So, I thank you.
Man, I love you, brother, love you, man. And, man, I definitely thank you for gracing the line, man, and just giving it to the people as real as we can, because that's all we know, you know. Everybody that's been on tonight has been such a beautiful show, such a beautiful show. Now, back to the topic, how do you define a friend? You got to tell me that, brother. You got to tell me that before. Yes. Give me one second. Excuse me. Give me one second. Dr. Navigator, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You got to give it to me with the topic. How do you define a friend? You got to give it to me. How do you define a friend?
Well, I heard Sister Naomi, and I kind of coincided with what she had to say on that particular topic. But how do you define a friend? See, a friend is someone that we entrust with certain elements. That's why we call it our girlfriend, our boyfriend. They're a little different than our girl, our homeboy, you know, or our just friends. But each time we put the word friend on it, because we entrust a little bit more into this person. And when you're talking about a friend, we're talking about someone that you feel like you are comfortable enough to say, hey, I can confide in you. Not all friends are someone that's going to give you something. And, you know, we're not looking for what can give us when we're talking about a friend. We're talking about someone that we can confide in. You know, so when we talk about a friend, it's just somebody like you. When I'm going through something, like yesterday, I was going through something and I'll text you something. That's a friend. You know, I didn't ask you for nothing but your input. Your only input was, I feel you. And that was enough for me. See, so a friend to me is somebody I could confide in, and I feel like any intel or any input they give me back is going to be something beneficial for me, not something out of selfish way of thinking to say, just because I'm your friend, I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. When I'm wrong, Reverend H tell me when I'm wrong. Then even snatch me up before. So, you know, that's a friend to me.
Man, thank you, brother. Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. Oh, man, I think this is who was just speaking. 4168, the last four digits of your number. Come on through.
That's me. How everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's blessed. My name is Carlos, and what I think defines a friend is exactly what everybody else has been saying tonight. Is a friend is somebody that's going to tell you the truth even when it hurts. But when you're going through that pain and that turmoil, they're right there beside you, helping you get through that storm at the same time. They're going to be there when you laugh. They're going to laugh with you. They're going to be there when you cry. They're going to cry with you. And they're going to help you out through life struggles, the ups and the downs. I think that's what defines a true friend for me. And I think that it's not all about what I can get from somebody, but I think a true friendship is giving and receiving. That's why you hear a lot of people say nowadays that before they jump into a relationship, they would rather be friends before they become lovers, because you really to know the other person. And once you form that bond as a friend, then when you become intimate with that person, it just makes that bond even more stronger. So I think that's what defines a friend for me. It's someone that's going to tell me the truth even when it hurts me. But when it when I'm going through that pain, that they're still right there helping me get through it. So I think that's what defines a friend for me.
That's right, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that, brother Lowe. Thank you for that, man. I'm sorry, I cut somebody off when I was trying to get back to Dr. Navigator. Can you come through now, please? I'm sorry again, I had cut somebody off when I was trying to get back to Dr. Navigator. You can speak now, please. Okay.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch bases on what a friend is.
Okay.
You know, to me, like, a friend is somebody you can lean on, somebody who always got your back, somebody that respects you in the same way that you respect them. You know, like, if you express to them that you don't agree with something or something that's bothering you that they doing, as a friend, they supposed to respect. I feel like they supposed to just respect you and, you know what I'm saying, y'all move past that, you feel me? But you come in contact with a lot of different people, like the first young lady said about the snakes and all that. Nowadays, it's so hard to even be able to identify the snakes and who you need to be running from and all that, you know? And it, me, myself, personally, I just try to be the best person I can be and put the best foot forward for, you know what I'm saying, for any situation as far as friends or family or anything. Because a lot of times you'll come in contact with people that you call your friend and they turn into family and they'll treat you better than your family will. So, you know, friends, it can be so many different levels and so many different things. You know, it's just what it means to each of us. And for me, it's just more like just reciprocation. Whatever I give back, I expect to get. And that's in any relationship with a person. I just expect the same thing back that I give back out.
That's beautiful. You finished with Adrian?
Yes, I'm finished.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you. Definitely thank you. Definitely thank you. Anybody else before I call the number one speak on this? Anybody else? Anybody else? 1276, 1276, what about you? You want to speak on this? Okay. 0210.
I don't know if you want me to talk again, brother.
Okay. Sorry about that. 0210, you want to speak on this? How do you define a friend? How do you define a friend is the topic tonight. Reiterating catchphrase. Who can I run to? And I was inspired by the song from Escape, Who Can I Run To? And now we're speaking on the topic. How do you define a friend? Everybody pretty much define things differently. So I'm asking questions on whoever. How do you define a friend? So 0210. You want to speak on this, please?
When I need love.
Please, if you're not speaking, please mute the phone. Thank you. Thank you. They got help there. Huh? Thank you.
Escape is everywhere.
For real, like that, man. I almost said let that play.
Hey, I'm just saying it.
Hey, I'm going to have to do a show on that right now. I need that song. Oh, man, God, it's good, man. Okay, let me see. Anybody else? 0274. The last four digits of your number. 0274. Would you like to speak? If not, it's okay. But again, I must say, as I say all the time, you never know when it's your voice that will be the one to save someone. You know, we have to look at things like that. You know, I told someone today, I'm learning more and more about myself each day. That means I'm growing in life. The moment I stop learning about myself is the moment I'm non-existent. So every day we have to learn from ourselves. So when a guy walked up to me today and I told him this, I said, I'm learning to embrace life and look at it from different formats and get a different analogy of things, even when it's a bad situation. For instance, instead of saying that glass is half empty, I'm learning to say that glass is half full. You know, so I'm turning these things that is meant for my negative, and I'm going to turn it and look at it and have a positive attitude on it, because my attitude determines my outcome. And if I got a positive attitude, my outcome going to be positive, because the God that I know as my Father is nothing but good. And just like I say all the time as well, when we see things at the beginning of a situation, God has already written it out through the ending. So he know how it's going to turn out. So all we got to do is rely on him and depend on him. And just like Dr. Navigator just said a moment ago, hey, rely on God. Trust in him. Come to him. He will give you rest when you're in burden, when you're in doubt, when you're feeling low, when you got so much anxiety on you, when you feel like someone is stepping on your head, pushing you into the ground. You got to understand, the only way someone can pull you down, they're already beneath you. So why in the world would you want to tangle with that snake right there that's looking you in the face? Why? Why? Sometimes we got to look at things for what it is. You got to look at things for what it is. You know it's a snake. You know he's looking you in the face. Just like you said, the only one that you're going to know going to bite you is the rattlesnake, because their tail is going to rattle first. So you don't know that that's supposed to be friend, or that doggone blood brother, or that blood sister, or even your auntie or your cousin, maybe your own mother is about to bite you. Or your husband or your wife is about to bite you. We don't know that until it's too late. And then I'm sucking them teeth in, and they go have venom draining all in you. So we better start looking at things for what it is. Again, how do you define a friend? I got a lot of numbers, but I don't have much time. So I want to ask anybody. Anybody want to tell me how they define a friend?
I want to say this, Brother Ace. This is Shauna Tier. How's everybody
doing? How are you
doing? I'm wonderful. Bless. Thank you for asking. Definitely want to say this. It's been a blessing to hear everybody's definition of how they define friends and who can we run to. One of the things I've learned, I'm 41, and I was sitting here thinking about all the years of people that I've come across and people that I've encountered and people that have come across my life that either I wasn't a good friend to. See, we don't want to talk about that. I may not have been a good friend at one point, or they weren't a good friend to me. It's been a lesson. It's been a lesson learned. You know, I learned what to do, what not to do over the years. And even still at 41, it's still difficult to define who can be a friend, because I can't remember exactly who said it, but there was one of the individuals spoke this evening that, you know, you can even, you know, see a person or an individual and think that that person is a friend. They could be there years in your life, and one situation happens.
Yep.
And something breaks down, or they fall away from, and they're no longer your quote-unquote friend. Well, number one of the things now that I don't do, I don't label a friend so quickly. That's very that word I use the same way I use love. I think of a friend as an individual that, you know, have some rounds under their belt, you know, not just somebody I met off the street, you know, and I don't, I'm not going to say I have trust issues with that, but what I do is I view things differently. So like you said, I have a glass half full mentality. I view things very differently because of my experiences. And so I don't allow myself to get caught up in the warm and fuzzy feeling that you get when, oh, that person said, oh, that's my new friend, or that's my sister, or this. I don't get caught up in that anymore. And I've shared with my friend, my daughters, and my sons, I tell them all the time, be mindful of who you call a friend. You got to get to the point that you're trusting God and trusting Jesus the way the Bible even says in Proverbs that Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So, look, if he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, we've got to learn that he is the only one that really knows what type of people need to be in our life and in our circle. So I have learned to say, you know what, God, please don't let me be foolish. Please don't let me be crazy. If this is not a person you need to be in my life, help me to shut this door. Don't let me get caught up in what I see and what I feel. Don't let me get caught up in my emotions. Let me see it for what it is, because, you know, I'm getting too old to be getting caught up in foolishness and then find it out, you know, 6 or 7 months down the line or a year down the line, and it's like, wow, that's a lot of time, though an experience for one I didn't have to go through when I already have someone I can trust and who I can run to every day. I can pray to. We need people. Don't get me wrong. We need each other. We need each other. But why not ask the one that created you who you need to be around, who needs to be in your circle? I'm going through a wilderness experience right now where my friends are very limited. They're numbered, very, you know, on one hand, less than five. And that's a good thing, because I went from being on top of the world at one point to at this point, and now nobody's around. But guess what? It's a great thing. It's an excellent thing. I'm so grateful because it's now teaching me, you better go to the one you can run to on a daily basis. You better go to the one who knows you better than you know yourself. And he can direct you and show you who your real friends need, the people. That's all I have to say.
Wow. I definitely thank you on that. That's Shauna, right?
Shauna Thier.
Okay, Shauna Thier. Oh, man, definitely thank you for your thoughts. And definitely I ask you to continue coming. I don't know if it's your first time, and not only on here, but also on Sundays with Dr. Navigator Love to the Line, and on Monday, Motivational Monday, and on Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. And all four of us as a body have spoke tonight, so you have got a taste of each and every one of us, man. But every show, you're going to get a different outlook of things, and you're going to get so much education, so much love, so much realness, point blank. So definitely come through all of the shows. We definitely be glad to have you. But there's something I want to say. We have a moment of time right now. But each and every person that has graced this line tonight, I definitely thank you. I mean, definitely, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you, because each and every word, we never know, and I continuously say this, we never know that when it's something that you say, Sister Chantier, or something that Dr. Navigator, or something that Brother Carlos, or whoever may say, we never know that we say someone needs to hear exactly what was said through the waves, or through this radio wave that God has permitted for us. And it's something that you just said, Sister Shantia. It's different knowing what to look for in a friend, you know? So you have to view things different. You have to. Because every time, and that's where I'm at, because every time I think I have a friend, every time I thought I had somebody like my brother, every time I thought I had a lady friend, every time I thought I had someone that's blood related that I could really, 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 really trust, it might have been a year, it might have been 10 years, but they showed me. They showed me that it wasn't what I thought it was. So it narrows down to, as you said, Sister Shauna Thier,
The Creator knows. And if He knows all things, why not ask Him if that person is someone that can be a real friend? And we pray on it. And like Dr. Navigator said, get on our knees and sincerely pray, you know. And God will give us the answer whether we know it or not. If we pray to God to show you, God will allow that person to show you that they ain't a real friend or they are a real friend. So, as I said a moment ago, sometimes we just have to look in the face of what it is, and it'll tell us exactly what it is. The sister Monique said that snake will look you in the eyes and bite you. That's beautiful because it's true. A cat will lick you in your face and turn right around and scratch you. And it's the same way sometimes with what we think is a friend. But it's something else that she said, the last sister just said, was sometimes we learn because we wasn't a good friend at some point. But at that moment and after that situation, we have to learn from that. We have to learn because we know when we're not a good friend. We know when someone is trusting us and we let them down. We know this. Now, again, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, all of you. And it's definitely love. I hope everyone have a blessed weekend. February the 1st, Black History Month. You know, Black History Month. They need to wipe it away because every month is a part of Black History Month. Every month. All of our Black African-American inventors didn't just invent in February. So why is that the only month? Like Sister Lane said on her show, take away that Black History Month and just let us be a part of history. Let us do Black History Month program in June. You know, not just February. Again, I thank each and every one of you. I love you all. Dr. Navigator, you still on? You still on with me, Dr. Navigator?
I think he's gone already.
Okay. Sister Lane, would you like to play us out? Okay, somebody want to say something quick?
Yes. This is Lakeisha Carter Howard.
Oh, okay.
And
go ahead,
like always, I'm at work right now, walking through, trying to get in a quiet place. But I just want to say thank you, and I know y'all hear a lot of my background. But I just wanted to say the topic that who can you run to, like the young gentleman said, God, to turn to Him. And I say that because at my time, I was depressed about 2 months ago, and I was going through some even in my relationship. But I just learned to just get on my knees and just stay praying to Him. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't turn to no friends, no one, no so-called friends. I just got to myself, and I just prayed myself through. And that was the friend I needed, and that's the friend I turned to. And that's who I'm continuing to just call in my times of needs. Because like they say, some friends will give you good news, some give bad. But in my case, I do have a handful of friends, like she say, count on one hand. But at the end of the day, I still run to God. That's my friend who I turn to in my time of need.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank you all. I just want to say thank you once again, Reverend Ace, on being on the topic. You always be right on time.
Thank you. Thank you for coming through, Keisha. I'm just going to say God is good. And we always say this. We always say God is good, and what comes after that all the time. But we're not willing to go to Him all the time, just in the time of need or just in the time of dysfunction. But we got to learn to go to Him all the time.
In the good, too. Amen. And I have learned that along the way. I thank Him for the good and the bad. The good and the bad.
Thank you for taking a moment out of your work moment, man, and listening in and getting a chance, the opportunity to speak with us. Definitely thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Peace.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace.
All right. Dr. Navigator isn't on with us anymore. Sister Lane, would you like to play us out?
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Ahead, we can hear you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and bow our hearts and open our minds and release. Who can I run to? Father God, I ask you in your name, in your praises, who can I run to? The only answer is you. Father, thank you for this show. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the last 6 years. Thank you for all the listeners who called in, because without them, there we are nothing. Without them, we cannot move further. Thank you, Father, for all the things that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. And make sure that we all get home safely. Make sure that we wake up in the morning. Father, we want to bless you with everything that we get. We want to give you our blessings as you have gave us the blessings. Father, who can we run to? We appreciate this topic. We appreciate you. I know who I can run to. And Father, the only person we can run to is you. That's the only person that can give us a clear, concise answer. Father, we ask you all these things in your Son, who you gave to us, his blood, his ransom, his blood, his ransom. Father God, we give you and we ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I don't know if can anybody hear me? Are we still on the line?
I hear you, sister. I'm with you. Peace and blessings to everyone.
I know you are.
All right.
I know you are.
Peace and blessings to everyone. A great
good
show.
Night.
Thank each and every one of you all. Good night, you all. Have a great and safe weekend. Don't forget, it starts a week off Sunday with Dr. Navigator Love to the Line, 8 p.m. Then follow it up Monday at 9 p.m. with Sister Naomi Love, and then Wednesday with Sister Lane, who just prayed, and be back here Thursday. Love you all. Blessings.
Thanks for calling in and listening to Opulent Network's Thoughtful Thursday. Who can I run to? Who's your friend? Who's your foe? Share some valuable information with the world for that domino effect to take place. Please make sure you stop, drop, and text someone that you're on the greatest unity in the community station in the nation. Opulent Network Radio, we prove to excel in all areas because we're a powerful reserve of opulent voices everywhere. Again, Thoughtful Thursday every Thursday at 9 p.m., 347-327-9515, or you can start it off with Sundays at 8 p.m. with Love to the Line with Dr. Navigator, Monday's Motivational Monday with Naomi Love at 9, and back with Wisdom Wednesday with the one and only Miss Lane. Have a good night. Thank you.